So I've seen this ad on, it's all over TV, and then it says South Africa, South Africans, we have hope in abundance. Have you seen that? Have you seen that? I feel so offended all the time. Why is that though? It means that we, whatever, we are like, whatever comes, we'll take it, right? So how do you feel about it? Like,
I think that's being gullible though. Like,
do you think so?
Like, I don't get it. Like,
it says we have hope in abundance.
It says South Africans, we have hope in abundance.
That's being gullible, seeing the state of our culture at the moment. Yeah.
Anyway, happy New Year, guys.
I mean, I'm looking at it from this side. Okay. With everything that's happening, I mean, it's turmoil after turmoil after turmoil. We've been hopeful. We've never had rest as a country. Even before the pandemic, we were going through recession and all those nonsense. And then there was gender-based violence. We're always going through phases. So we have hope in abundance because we're still here holding each other's hands, trying to make it work.
Whatever. Whatever, guys. Happy 2021.
Oh my God, I'll drink to that.
We made it. Happy New Year. Let's
ride
and cheer to that.
Oh, we can cheer. Where's what?
What did you? What
thank
did you?
You
what did
so
you?
Much. Thank Wara. You so much. Welcome to Din and Talk. My name is Nell, and today I'm with Dinelle and another guy. He's wearing black.
All black, everything.
Not all black, maybe.
Exactly. So yeah, do you still believe in those resolutions and stuff like that?
Not anymore. I take each day as it comes and I give my best today. If it works out tomorrow, I give my best today. So tomorrow is guaranteed. Not guaranteed, but it means if I work hard today and give my everything today, tomorrow is better. Don't ask me where I see myself in 5 years.
I'm
I don't
not
do that.
Hey,
I don't
hey,
do that
we are, hey, it's 2021. We are old. We don't do that. We don't ask each other questions that are depressing. Are you having a child? Where's your car?
When are you getting married? When are you having your first
we're
child?
Not that's bullshit.
No.
Plus, I just feel like we've been through a lot. Like, honestly, I started my 2020 like everything tunnel vision and all that shit. Like, I planned the whole year. Then came
2020,
March.
That is.
Yeah, 2020. Okay. Then came March.
Oh my God.
I don't you think that
those seven people from Italy, like, yeah, they
have you read that book, Things Fall Apart?
Jesus.
Have you ever read
Do you have it?
I don't have it. I think I read it in high school.
Maybe we should start a
Things
book club
apart.
Or something. I'm not gonna start a book club. It's like a stock fell.
Yeah, I'm not a reader, honestly. I'm a visual person. I don't read.
Great.
I only read when
what
it's
do you
necessary.
Think of audiobooks?
No, I'm not. I'm a visual person. I need to see something.
I think I'm
let's say instead of like reading a Harry Potter book, I'd rather
watch it.
The
movie,
Potter movie.
Be
yeah.
narrated.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very visual. Not I don't I read when it's necessary, honestly.
I think I'm only interested in literature if I can relate.
If it doesn't resonate.
If I can't relate, then I can't read. There was a series of books going around. It was about personal things that happened to a lady, had a child, got raped, something like that. I don't want to name drop. They don't pay us. So I thought, okay, this is too much. Like every girl, even those who don't read me, they were reading it. And I was like, I'll pass.
Yeah.
I'd rather I'd rather read about why men marry hoes. Something like that. It's interesting.
Are you interested in being a hoe?
Not even close. I am a nun.
Wow. Now she's
I'll forever hold my peace.
But I drink.
I can
nah,
tell.
That's fair. I mean, wine is godly, I would say that.
Jesus,
so it's
Jesus.
Okay to drink.
It's,
yeah.
It's a Jesus drink.
I mean, you turn water into wine. But it's water.
Water.
Yeah,
water
is wine, so it's biblical.
Is it water or water?
It's water. Depending on your accent.
Are you not a theoretical person? Because you see, what was that he turned to wine?
Water.
No, you said, what is it that he turned into wine? So I'm asking if you're a theoretical person or
no,
not.
No, I'm not. No, the thing is, I grew up in a very biblical Christian family and all that. But, yeah, I just feel like it was a way of life growing up.
In primary, like, religion was part of the syllabus. I went to a private Catholic school. That's why I'm saying I'm a nun.
Now I would hate that, honestly. I just feel like, but it's a good way of, to raise kids, honestly.
Exactly. Like, I can for discipline, for morals.
For morals,
yeah.
Values and all that. It's a good way to raise a kid, but I don't think... I just feel like everybody should make that decision when they, like, 20... Excuse me, 21.
After 19. After 18. After 19, yeah, actually. 18, yeah.
Just make your own decision. Because I always say to my dad that, hey, man, I believe in God. You know, in every religion, I would say, not religion, in every culture...
There's a higher power.
There's a higher power. Others call it, I would say, Africans used to call it Amadrozi. Christians call it God or whatnot. You get.
And they think it's different things.
Yeah, wow. But I was telling my dad that the Bible has a lot of flaws. And looking at the Bible, I'm like,
doesn't everything in life have flaws though?
But have you ever wondered?
But if you say that, then it means God created a flawed system.
Was it God, or was it the people?
Now I would say God, because he's chilling inside.
Remember, in everything that God created, there's free will that he gave unto man.
So he's free will. He's being a priest now.
Oh.
Personally, I would say it's a flawed system, because if he wanted to make everything perfect, he would have.
Can I make a stupid example?
Yeah.
Me having my child now, teaching Manoba everything right about life, and also allowing him to
that's
have
the thing.
Free will.
What is right about life? It's according
it's
to
my
you.
Perception.
Exactly.
As a parent, based on my life experiences.
Yes. As I'm saying, I feel like the Bible is flawed, because I can't live like how Moses lived or whatnot.
No, you can't.
We're two different people.
Yeah, we are.
That's why there's
two different
will.
Times.
That's why
two different
will.
Times. So I can't really say that
you are Moses. No, you're not.
I'm not Moses, so I can never live it. I'm saying the Bible is flawed, because it's, you know, people have this thing of saying you need to live like Jesus Christ.
Oh no.
Or whatnot. You need to be like perfect and all that. Okay, nobody can be perfect.
We can never be. We are going through a lot. We can't be Jesus.
You understand? And there's a lot of exposure. We have cell phones, computers, TV.
Exactly.
And
information. And information.
Mm.
Now we know. We
different
we
times.
We know better, but yeah, for now we know better. I can
yeah,
say
Yeah, I would
that.
Say that.
Too much of
I can
everything
say
is
that.
Never good. So we have too much information.
But remember, I always
good.
Say, I
no,
always
I
say to the good. Remember, I'm a Sunday school teacher, right? I always say not to children. They're not at a stage where they're supposed to know that I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like what my opinion doesn't matter now. Mm-hmm. I'm teaching a syllabus based on the Bible.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling somebody who's an elder at church that, listen, according to me,
mm-hmm.
you go through the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in that order.
Mm-hmm.
They were journalists. Because every story, you can read the story of Jesus from any book. Exactly. But the perspective is different.
Mm.
Sometimes when you read about his death, it's in the evening. Somebody says it's in the afternoon. The other one will say it's in the morning or night. So I'm saying, oh, they are journalists.
Yeah.
Everybody was viewing it from like, I am not sure, but I think it was after 6 p.m. And then they write.
You
so
see,
we are reading
on their career paths as well, because remember others were doctors,
exactly,
others were tax
you know?
collectors. So obviously I cannot think like a doctor, you cannot think like a tax collector,
you know.
We are two different people. I mean, to me it's all about the mullah.
So to me, whoever put the entire manuscript together was putting together a magazine.
Basically.
Like a copy of True Love.
My
you know
God.
This is gonna be
they came up
the
with their own research, yeah.
The bestseller of the generation. Unfortunately, it made it to our generation. That's just what happened. No, that's my theory.
You think?
I think
so. Like
the
Bible is just, I wouldn't say a way of life, but it was just there to give us direction. Not exactly as to how to live, but you know, respect the elders. Try believing in something, like have positivity, have faith, you know, forgiveness and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a way of life as to show how humans are supposed to live, I think.
Speaking about the Ten Commandments, I'm actually reading a book. It's called Evangelium Vitae. It was written by the Pope, right? I'm a nun, guys, remember? So it was
she's good at this,
it was written by the Pope. Good. So in that book, he explains something about the Ten Commandments. It's interesting. You only realize when you get to the end of the book that, oh, okay, this is what the book is about. He explains that the Ten Commandments are not, how do I say this? They don't outstand or they're not valid if you are not honoring the only commandment, which is love.
Mm.
So immediately, immediately when you realize, you're like, oh, okay, so everything is based on love. If you love your neighbor, you will not steal, kill, all of that.
Mm.
So the only commandment is love.
Of which that's exactly what Jesus said when the disciples asked him, which among the commandments is the greatest? And he said to them, if you are able to love your neighbor like you love yourself. So love is the greatest commandment.
You know, so to our friends who believe in Allah,
I feel like I need to go back to church. Not to church, actually.
Our producer's getting depressed.
Don't worry about it. We have a priest in the house. Hi, Tineo.
Don't worry, I'll dedicate your life back to Jesus.
So, so whatever. Our producer is like, he was at church for a while.
Yeah.
He feels like he's...
we are not drink? There. I get too much attention. Mm-hmm. I am wearing cycle shorts. They call them bikers. Biker shorts.
It's dope. But it's on the tight.
Yeah. So I'm getting too much attention when I'm wearing them. I'm like, what's wrong with the messes? Am I the first one in the world, guys?
Not only you, I'm wearing a dress with a zipper that goes all the way down. So people always have this theory of saying, if I unzip that, okay, sesame.
Again, it's men. Like, it's even biblical. I think it is said that men are like visual creatures in such a way that when a man sins, he sins by just seeing.
Will I be wrong if I say men are idiots?
No.
Okay.
No.
Coming from a man.
So what is?
I'm gonna be biased in this.
What is being underdressed? What is it? What does it mean to you?
No, it depends on the type of man that you are. Honestly, there's some men that
are
still stuck up.
Let's talk to you now.
In the olden days,
let's talk to Monday now.
No.
Let's talk to Monday now. What is being underdressed?
There's nothing as being underdressed. Take for instance, if you go to the beach, you can't wear jeans. You are overdressed for the beach, but going to the mall, you can't wear bikini at the mall. That's being underdressed at the mall.
What if you're on your way to the beach?
Yeah, and you're passing by the mall.
Then it's okay. It depends on the environment. We don't have a beach in the Val,
but
so you can't
pool.
Just walk with a bikini.
There's a pool.
Where?
Everywhere. There's pools.
But not in Val Mall, though. You understand?
But
not
it's on
near
the
that,
way.
Not near that.
It's on the way. You don't know
like,
where I'm coming from.
I just feel like I'm okay with whatever woman wear, honestly, but.
Even your own woman.
Yeah, I'm okay with everything.
Wow.
Honestly.
So if I'm your girlfriend and I'm wearing a bum short at a group.
Hey, it's whatever with me personally. Honestly, like.
You're never offended by that.
I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care.
You don't care for her or you don't care for the dress code?
I don't care about what my girl wears, honestly. If she feels comfortable about it.
What's too revealing? I'm trying to understand.
Get into the brain of a man.
You know,
my thing is, hence I'm saying this, like, you can't go to the mall with, like, a bikini or, you know, those, I don't know, like, dresses that are...
I have
but
a friend.
But you can go to a club with that. You understand?
I
just feel like everything has its own
type. I have
of
a friend. When we go to the pool, she already wears gears up for the pool.
Yeah.
If you're going to stop at the garage, she's geared up for the pool.
Yeah.
That's just how she is. Because we don't wanna waste time. When we get there, we don't wanna go get to the
change room.
Come back. Like no. We wanna
I just feel like this is a hard one, but I would say it depends on the time and place. Like I said, you can't wait.
So basically there is a theory of being underdressed.
And overdressed.
Okay. So there's this theory. Saying that you like the word theory.
No, it's not, honestly, let me just say that. It's not even about being overdressed and underdressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, is it suitable for that
particular
area, environment?
Oh, environment. It's not even about the body.
Yeah. It's not even about the body or whatnot.
On that note, somehow I can agree with him because, I mean, I cannot go to church wearing this dress.
Exactly. You can't go to church with a bikini.
No.
Oh, the environment just doesn't is not suited it. For a bikini.
Yeah. But, you know,
you can't go to an interview wearing like this.
Exactly.
Oh, wearing my shorts.
Yeah.
Does this depend on the kind of job that you're applying for?
But interviews have
if I'm going to work at, how do I say this, maybe at an adventurous place like where there is wall climbing,
Soweto Towers,
you know, all of that,
yeah.
Going to an interview wearing cycle shorts means I'm in the right place because I'm gonna be in sportswear all the time. So guys, let's not include interviews.
Yeah, I just feel like this one it's getting harder actually.
Because I mean,
I'm like, okay, I'm gonna like.
Have you seen somebody go
here.
To
yeah.
like to an interview for engineering work, it being electrical, civil, what they tell you, ne, at the bottom, do not wear heels because there's no way you're gonna be wearing heels.
They don't even care.
And then somebody should
come
there
with
heels.
Jeans and just a shirt.
You know, they
yeah,
don't even
they don't
care.
Care.
Even if you're wearing a trick
suit. But at corporate, you need to wear like suits and all that because it's. I just feel like it depends on each and every field.
Mm.
Honestly, if you work at corporate, it's how people see you. Then if you work at an engineering field,
and then there's this trend of body positivity.
Oh my God,
is it really sure. body positivity or peer pressure, or just subwelling?
Not
subwelling to show some skin.
Not to offend anyone, but sometimes you need to look at your body and know what suits your body. You understand? Because like I said, I rephrase, not to offend anyone.
It's like you try to offend somebody. Essay that doesn't mean she's not going to offend anybody. Exactly.
My intention is not to offend anyone,
yeah.
But what I'm saying is,
she said it three times already.
Yeah, she said it three times already.
Why are you counting? Why are you counting? Imagine me, thick thighs.
I have thick thighs.
And you're sexy as hell.
Okay.
Because you
don't
know.
Be lesbian on me.
Baby, I'm straight.
That's
baby,
why I have
baby.
A child.
I'm fucking straight. I'm saying.
Well, no, you just derailed me.
I'm saying.
Come back.
You cannot be having like super thick thighs, cellulite, stretch marks, and all that, and wear a bum short.
But
they're
why
doing
not?
It. Everywhere. You go to social
fine,
media.
I understand.
And the hashtag,
I understand.
Hence, I'm asking. That hashtag body positivity is
it
really body positivity? Are you feeling good about yourself? Are you trying to impress the entire world?
But certain things, come on guys, let's be realistic sometimes.
I just feel like it's all about being comfortable with your
are
own
they really
body.
Comfortable?
Are they?
I mean, you wouldn't wear that if you're not. Other people do it for a show off, other people do it because they really, really
that's my question. Now you understand my question.
Yeah, other people do it because they want to show off their ass, thighs and all that.
But you find somebody wearing a bum shirt and trying to pull it all the way down, are you really comfortable?
You are comfortable, but staring is the problem. You understand?
Of course you're going
to fall. Which
like
brings me back
to
what I'm saying. The way your body looks will drag the attention right at you. Like, how do you even do that? How did you get there?
And why
is
that?
The thing is, people are only dragging. I think people are only girls, actually, or women. They're only pulling down their skirts because of the stares that they get.
Okay.
Like if a person is looking at you at first or like judgmental or some shit.
Men
like
are
that,
always thirsty. By the way,
STDs.
That's crazy. But all I'm saying is that.
That's why he needs a drink right now. First.
All I'm saying is that. I just, personally, I just feel like if you make somebody feel uncomfortable, then they're going to try to pull down.
This is what
had
happened.
Had it been that, I just feel like if girls would be in their own environment, then be girls only, they wouldn't be pulling down their skirts.
Okay.
I think so.
But why is it that
really?
then I you know what? I'm bothered because body positivity is one-sided.
Yeah,
I've never seen
true.
A skinny lady
yeah.
posting about body positivity and showing off their bones. I've
nah,
never
but,
done that.
But for
I've
the longest time, but for the longest time, it I would say big or thick women have always been criticized or discriminated
because of the Western child chat?
Yeah, compared to like skinny girls and all that. That's why it's called body positivity because skinny girls have always been positive and you know, like mainstream media, society views skinny as the
Western
ideal
culture.
Body. Ideal, yeah, Western culture, which is our mainstream media and everything. Views, what is this, skinny girls, you know, perfect jawline and all that, as a perfect body, a perfect being, or what society should subscribe to. So I don't know.
I'm waiting. I think I will wait. After listening to this show, I will wait. I still want to see somebody who is skinny. I've watched a show called Body Shockers, and like it's Body Shockers. It's trying to build people who are like weird, not even weird, like unusual conditions. Usually it's skin conditions or body conditions. I've seen a guy who is fat on the one side and is skinny on the one side.
What?
Isn't that being sick though?
But it's a condition.
Yeah, it
the
is
condition,
a condition
simplified is being sick.
Yes.
And he's
I just feel like people
like
don't
want
to offend people and say that she's sick.
Yeah.
You know,
it's,
something
it's
like that.
Condition.
And then you meet people who have the weirdest like forms of skin discoloration. We are now used to vitiligo and
yeah.
all that. There's the one where you become darker instead of, you know, and there's the one where you turn red or green. All of that. I've seen all of that.
You see, it goes back to my point that with vitiligo, they've always been discriminated in our society. Now that it's a thing, I see a lot of makeup artists painting people.
In our baby culture, it was called mulowabadim. If you were starting to be vitiligo in some sort of way, you had offended your ancestors somehow.
Who offended the ancestors?
You. If your body is
a child, say maybe a child is born with it.
You
who is wrong?
The parent. That's how it was. I don't know now, but growing up, because I remember my uncle had it somewhere in his life, and they told him, you somehow, yeah, you somehow.
What do they say now?
His skin is now same
all
tone.
Pale.
Same tone.
Same tone.
All pale.
Like light skin.
Not pale, 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 but light.
Lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lighter. So I don't know. Right?
I was saying, going back to what I was saying, that you see, a lot of people, I just feel like with a lot of people that have that skin condition, they get offended when other people are trying to do that as a trend, because for the longest time they've been discriminated.
Right.
And so I was saying, it's not called body positivity if a skinny girl shows up, hashtags body positivity, because for the longest time, okay, I don't want to say fat, I want to say big, or
big
girls,
say
they've
fake.
Been discriminated
yeah.
about their bodies and all that. You understand it? I don't know.
It makes sense.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
So, moving forward, I think men should also learn to like get used to us.
Yes,
men need to evolve.
They
yeah.
do.
I'm a G.
Yes.
I'm a guy.
You a G?
Yeah, I'm a guy. Honestly, and there's a lot of learning and unlearning that I need to do.
Yes.
With regards to like women.
I love the thing that I wanna underline unlearning.
Yeah, there's a lot of
they need to unlearn a lot of
shit.
I have friends that feel like, nah, my girlfriend will never like, walk around with a short skirt or a bikini or whatnot.
Because
like,
I remember I was in a relationship with a certain guy, and we were supposed to go to a pool at Boxback. So now I needed to buy a new swimsuit because my previous one couldn't fit anymore. So I couldn't find like a bodysuit. It was only a bikini and
top
a bra. And I had to fit it with everyone around. And I was like, hi, girl, you're not going to the pool dressed like that. I'm like,
really?
Do we have to wear pajamas to the pool now?
Apparently my cake was too big to show in the beginning.
How?
Yeah.
According to the beginning.
Where is he now? Is he dead?
Broken up. I don't care.
I just feel like a lot of men need to like honestly like, evolve.
Yeah.
Like I just feel like, you know, with a lot of men, like I'm a guy. And I see
so you're telling us for the second time.
But I keep saying I'm a G because it's I would say G's, you can't say a woman is a G, you understand?
I'm a G.
Nah, you're not.
I'm a G.
Can you say that?
You know I'm a G.
Nah, but my point is that, the point that I was trying to make is that guys, I have a lot of friends and people that I talk to that still conform to the old traditional way of how they perceive women. You understand?
Mm.
I have my dad saying that a girl is not supposed to wear like this and that. I understand him. He's like 61. They say, I understand because he grew up in that era.
But also it's important.
He hasn't evolved. Like,
but also it's important for us as human beings to respect. Imagine I'm going to meet my boyfriend's parents, aunts, cousins, and I am.
But who says that's disrespectful though?
No, I'm not. I can dress up like this. This is fine.
Exactly.
This is presentable according to
me. Yeah.
But I can't.
But the other
wear like
that
short shorts.
But why? That's my thing. Why? Why is it viewed as disrespect?
Like you
were saying.
You know
saying.
What? I said that men are thirsty. Imagine your father-in-law, well, potential father-in-law, looking at you like, damn, girl. You know?
Like, damn.
I mean,
no, but I wanted to say, like, going back to what you were saying just a few minutes ago, based on the era that they grew up in, that was very disrespectful.
Yeah.
So, because he hasn't evolved, and you cannot force people to evolve into this, and like this generation has evolved so many times, they can't catch up.
Yeah,
like
can't.
It's too much for them, they can't catch up. Mm. So somehow we have to meet them halfway. Like
they're
you
still
say,
learning how to use
you
Facebook,
cannot wear short short.
They're still learning how to use Facebook, by the way.
Oh my God, you should see their text on WhatsApp.
But my thing is,
Lord,
why is it that women are supposed to conform to what their father-in-laws or whatnot are supposed to feel comfortable around? If my girlfriend is wearing shorts at my family, why is it that...
No, shorts are fine. I'm saying short shorts. Like
yeah,
bum shorts.
Bum shorts, I get that. Why is it that my girlfriends need to dress a certain type? Why is it that my dad can't control himself and say... Okay,
we can
anyone,
ask men that question. Yeah,
hence
we can
I was saying,
men
need a lot of evolving.
But like I said, there has been so much involvement. They can't catch up. Like, honestly, let's be realistic, guys. There's so much for them to catch up on, and they don't have enough time.
So I think,
but they live in our time. That's the thing.
I think at the end of the day,
we need to keep that in mind. They
hence
live
I
in
say
our time.
We have to meet them halfway. We have to walk them through. You, as a guy, knowing that I'm your girlfriend and I'm coming over, and you know my dress code, it's your responsibility to prep your dad, to say, Dad, don't be shocked. I have my girlfriend. She sometimes wears shorts. I'm not sure what she's going to wear today, but she sometimes wears shorts. Don't think she's a slut because of that.
Mm.
It's just how she
that
is. She's
sense.
Comfortable
that
with that. You have prepared your dad. You have walked him into this area. But if you leave him there and I just show up, my God, he might even have a heart attack on the spot. Seeing that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I totally get it.
And if their wives are very influential, they're going to say that she's not your type.
Yeah. Thing is,
mothers, guys.
Thing is, as much as you might say men are the problem, women are enablers.
Exactly.
Problem. Yeah.
Men are the problem, but a lot of women, like.
We are the catalyst.
Enablers.
In
it's like. This other like, I would say this. Let's say my sister would be comfortable with me cheating on my girlfriend. Like, where's woman empowerment? But she'd be cool with she wouldn't even say, "Yo, bro, what you doing is wrong." Or tell my girlfriend, "Which yo, come on, they're cheating on me with who and who?" You understand?
Yeah.
Hence, I'm saying a lot of women,
90%
of women of our sisters, 99% of our mothers and sisters are enablers.
Yeah.
They let a whole lot of shit slide, honestly.
Yeah.
Because when you say that, it clicks into my mind to say, for example, we're at Groove, né? And you're wearing, let's say, a white pants. I'm chilling with the guys. They don't see that your G-string is showing. I'm the first one who's gonna make them aware. Like,
yeah.
Oh, how
can
does
you
come to
exactly.
wearing
you know?
Like that?
We are
enable that, and they start noticing like
we are very influential, and we don't realize.
Honestly,
also,
a lot of women don't have a problem with something until it hits the fan, like when it's like close
true.
To them.
True.
It's close to them. Women have this tendency. Okay, not tendency. I'm just trying to make an example. A woman would say, that girl is a slut or whatnot," forgetting that she's from a family whereby. She and probably her siblings have different dads.
Different dads, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm. But she's able to call another girl
a slut because she
is
different.
It.
They don't realize when things
but,
like
but
this
when,
out
but,
of
but,
their
but when you sit down with her and make her realize, "Wait, yo, dude, this
your
is what's happening in your family." She's like,
"You're insulting my mom.
You're insulting
you
my
know?
Mom." But she's saying that about another girl.
Exactly.
I just feel like as much as. Guys, I would say guys are against women, and a lot of women are like their backs is up against the wall. a lot of women are contributors to what to women are going through
true.
Each and every day.
Very true.
To women are their best enemy.
Very true.
Yeah. But do you also realize that we don't have like programs, talks about raising the boy child? Probably that's why, you know, everything is a mess.
Boys are all over the place.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
I remember SAB tried to come up with some mentoring program
for boys.
For boys.
Yeah.
But clearly they failed because I don't see it anywhere. It was saying that something like becoming, learning to be the man I want to become, something like that.
Something, you know? Yeah. Now that you mention it, I think I've heard.
And they failed. So there are not many programs or mentors for men because fathers are absent and all that. But yeah, we'll talk about it.
I guess it's because many
further.
Jeez, sorry. Don't believe in dating each other. I don't mean date. Like going out
for
as guys
yeah.
to chill and talk about such.
And have meaning
for them. It's a bit gay to sit as guys. There should be women
out.
Involved.
They
you know,
and one of them must call the hose.
Exactly. Like
must drink
unsatisfied and
get
something
high.
Like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
And as I'm saying, a lot of like. I just feel like a lot of guys, like 90% of the male population needs to evolve, honestly.
But do you realize that it's two-sided? It does not...
So I just feel like I have friends that call me gay when I say, yo, bro, I love you.
Yeah.
Like, bro, tell my niggas that, yo, bro, I love you. Like, after texting or whatnot.
I love you,
boy. I love you, boy.
Like,
I cool. Like, should be, you'd like, wait an hour or some shit like that.
What's
like,
up? What's that? But I
do,
love you.
But I do love you. That
and it's the
that's
it's
not,
a fact.
It's a fact. I do love you. You understand?
They need to learn to be loved by their
accept
friends
love.
Or the men around them.
Mm.
Not love in a dating way, but love
in
like,
a sexual way or whatever.
You know, just
love.
Allow yourself to be loved.
Yeah, men need to stop wanting love from women only. But I just feel like honestly,
but
I'm
that
like
just sounded a bit wrong.
No.
Somehow.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
But from his
like,
point of view,
yeah,
I get it.
I get where he's coming from, but...
Like, even today, like,
out.
I'm 25. My dad tells me, he's never told me, like, yo, bro, I love you.
I love you.
I know that he loves me.
Yeah.
Through his actions,
yeah,
but
yeah.
sometimes you just need that.
To
as a modern guy,
I
need to hear
like
from
I
my dad,
that,
yo,
yeah.
when you're done, I'm done. I'm like, I just feel like that would make
you'll
me the happiest man alive.
You know?
Like, I would stop... needing woman to say, yo, bro, I love you.
Maybe you should teach him, initiate it.
Like, on my previous one, I would text my dad, yo, I'm saying, I love you, dude. Not dude, obviously.
I love you.
And would say, okay, you understand? You'd
think because I think from his view, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like, yo, what's going on? You understand? It's mutual.
Is he coming out or what?
Yeah.
No, he's not coming out.
It's okay,
though.
I would say, all in all, men need to learn
and learn a lot of things.
And we need to, like, I think we need to, like, go with times. I just feel like since the beginning of time, check, in the olden days, our father used to go to work and our mother used to stay home, raise kids and all that, clean and all that. It was okay. That's why we have a bachelor's degree, which is understandable.
Yeah.
It's a man's role, by the way.
But nothing without a woman.
But right now, I just feel like women are going to school, yep. men are going to school. So we can't expect, I can't expect my girl to do a 9-to-5 and come back home and cook while I knocked off at 3. Back in the day, a woman was expected to cook because she stayed at home the whole day.
Make noodles, basically.
You understand? But right now, niggas need to like teach themselves to like, okay, let me have
learn to be independent, like legit
yeah.
independent, not financially
domestically
independent.
Yeah,
is
domestic,
right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Learn to live alone and be comfortable with it. Do
which is why I
wash
think,
your socks,
like
you know, all of that.
Why people at the age of 18 you should leave the house
when
whether
you leave for
varsity,
you're living forever, you're living for good. Next
exactly.
time when you come in, you get married.
Yeah, with us Africans, I think it's... No, it's not even about that. It's
we're
going to
talk about black text then.
Yeah, it's poverty. We poor, dude, like, honestly, like, it's
yeah,
bad.
We are the poorest.
So I need to come... When I start working, I need to stay at home for, like, probably like 2 years before I even buy my first car.
Because you're still taking care of the family.
I still need to like build walls, fix the roof, buy my mother a fridge or whatnot.
Fix the gate.
Yeah, I just feel like when it comes to that, it's a bit tricky because like.
Wow. But we also get black kids who grew up underprivileged, and yeah. They're still living like they need to cut off the apron strings, honestly.
Yeah. But I just like tell
yeah, too attached.
What like would like let's say you come in an affluent environment where like it's suburban and you're rich, you don't need anything. You stay at home and working. Would you move out of your place?
Yes.
I wouldn't.
If I
honestly,
can afford it,
I wouldn't.
If I can afford to build a house,
I don't see the need.
If I can afford to build a house, because I need to build a house for my children and my.
The thing is, I don't see a need. Probably my like, dude.
Say you stay home, man. Yeah. You're used to everything being done for you, and then let's say for example, the rents passed on.
Yeah.
All your other siblings get married. Would you survive?
I would.
Would you?
Yeah.
You don't even know how to.
I just feel like as much as we think of rich kids or people that
are you
come,
from a big family?
No, there's like three of us, three kids, and
oh.
I'm from a small family. And my dad was saying the other day that he actually planned us. Like legit, he planned us.
That's
like he had a conversation with God. Like, yo, I need two sons.
Your dad is a G.
Nah, he's a
G for real.
Nah, my dad is a G for real. He was saying the other day, I think it was last week, that he spoke to God like legit. Spoke to God and told him, I want two sons. All right, cool. My brother, and there's me. Then my mother was complaining that she wants a little girl and all that. Then my dad was like, okay, with that being said, let's go talk to God. You understand?
Oh.
Then, yeah, like my dad is
nice.
Like, yeah.
Him and God are best friends.
Yeah, my dad talks to God a lot.
That's nice.
Their relationship is like,
Best bombers.
My relationship with God is a bit. It's like we're fighting because I question him a lot.
Yeah.
But that's a topic for another day. Yeah.
And you're allowed to question him. I think we should wrap up. This was Gin and Talk episode 2. My name is Neo at Neo Moto on @Neo_Moto on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh my God.
Do I even know my social handles? And this was Dineo, Di Akir Khwale on Facebook, and
Akir.
D Chronicles _ Akir on
Chronicles.
Instagram.
Wow, that's deep. And you are?
No, I'm good. I just
oh,
like being
good.
A ghost.
This is ghost.
Ghost guest.
Other name is the G. We out.
Bye.